Hello. In case you are listening to this first, I want to inform you that there is an episode before this. This is a continuation of the episode. As you continue to listen, be blessed. Amen. Now, because this man knows God, and because this man knows that God knows best, because this God knows best, he also knows his children well. You know, your spouse should fall under the category of God's children. And God knows his children very well. Like, he searches our hearts. He knows the thoughts of our hearts. We don't have to, you don't have to tell God before he knows it. You get. So, because this man knows all this, he would involve God in the finding process and not work with his feelings at all. I still say this, and I say with so much boldness, that I would really love to hear. I don't want to be a dictator, but I would really love to hear from God clearly, like the voice expressly, or however else God wants to speak to me. I want to hear clearly when it comes to the issue of marriage, that this is the person. If not, I am not doing any pursuing. If God is not leading me, I don't think I'm going. I mean, bro, Paul did not die. Okay, yes, he died as a man, but he did not die because he did not marry. Apostle Paul did not die because he did not marry. So I will not die because I really want to. I do not want to miss it at all. Like I said, it's a big deal. So also, I don't think that any godly lady would want a man who doesn't have a relationship with God, a man who cannot follow biblical instructions on finding, and a man who is working with his feeling, also known as flesh. You do not want a man that walks in the flesh. Mm-mm. Because when you are working with your feelings, you are working in the flesh, right? Because we understand, and also because we understand the importance of a good head. Remember, I talked about God as a standard of a leader when in the home. The husband is the head of the home. Because you, as a spiritual person, understand what it means for someone to, what the importance of having a good head, you would not just want anybody to take up Christ's mantle in your marriage. You wouldn't just want anybody. So understanding all that, a lady would not take shots. A Christian lady would not take shots. I mean, also you might want to ask, what do you do when God has already showed you this person is your husband, and then this guy is not coming, it's not doing anything? I believe what you do is pray, because you do not want to be the one pushing the person, because like I said, you do not want someone that cannot take up Christ's mantle in your marriage. So I believe, don't jump, just pray. If that person is not ready, God will prepare another person to come your way. I believe it, because like I said, God has good plans for us. Also, I want to say this for everyone, it is never too early to start praying about marriage. I started praying about marriage from a very young age. I know when I was a teenager, because I know that it is to the glory of God. And I will actually pray really funny prayers, like, God, wherever this person is, wherever the person is, bless her. If she's in school, let her pass all her exams, because I don't want something. That's by the way. Well, I will pray prayers like that. I'll pray, oh Lord, if wherever this person, I know it's not something I'm saying I want to get into a relationship right now. It's not even on my mind. Like, people that know me, they still made fun of me today in church concerning the Paul thing, because it's something I usually say with boldness. I'm like, Paul did not die now because he did not marry. So if marriage doesn't turn out to be there, you know, no problem. Like I said, it has to be to the glory of God. There was a time I was discussing with a friend, and we talked about how someone getting married might not really glorify God. I think we said, because God knows best, he might know that the work he has for you, if he brings marriage into it, it might not really work out well. And then he also knows that for some people, when he brings marriage into it, concerning the work he has for them, man, this thing will blossom. He knows best, so allow him to do his thing. So it's never too early to start praying about marriage. Pray the silly prayers. God, wherever this person is, bless this person with money. I'm not saying lust after money, but let this person prosper. Let everything be well in this person's family. You know, just
pray for your spouse. Pray that when the time is right, you will meet. You pray that God would lead you both, that there would be no delay. Pray prayers like that. I also want to add that when a guy tells you that God has led him your way, go to the same God as a lady. Go to the same God and confirm that God really led that person your way, because God is not the author of confusion. So if you hear no, do not say anything like, ah, but he's a child of God, he cannot lie now, or he's a minister, or he's somebody I respect. Mm-mm. Turn him down and tell him you did not, of course, do it gently. tell him you did not hear, he's saying God said something, but you're telling him it's either you cannot hear God, or like you can be that open. You cannot hear, it's either, speaking as a leader, it's either I cannot hear God, or God is saying no, and I do not want to get into this right now. I mean, you might hear God speak later, but yeah, do not, and also do not put anybody in the waiting room anyhow, yeah, for too long. But that shouldn't still be pressure. Take your time and get a feedback from God. So yeah, believe God above whatever anybody says, and keep praying till you are found as a lady, till you are found by the one that God has approved of. So I said I'll mention something concerning teenagers. So apart from the fact that I feel that teenagers are too young to be thinking about marriage, which should be why someone is getting into a relationship. So apart from the fact that they are too young, most people that say we would get married, they did not involve God in the process. They saw themselves, oh, these people are in the church, they are much in the church, teenagers, and they are saying, oh, get married to the person. But the thing is, they did not involve God in that finding process, because I believe, I'm not limiting God, but because it works in very strange ways, but in my opinion, I know that God is a good God. I know God is a wise God, and he doesn't answer some prayers because of that. So for example, if a child asks for a car, like a car, it's not going to get that for so many reasons. So for a teenager, for the same reason, a teenager is supposed to be focused on other stuff, not supposed to be bothering about marriage, he's supposed to be thinking of education, of adding value to himself. When he asks God for, you know, I said praying about marriage, so not the prayer of God, show me my wife now. I'm not saying God cannot do that, but that's not the prayer that person should be praying at that moment. So when a teenager is asking God, Lord, okay, this baby is coming to my side, Lord, is this the one? The answer would be no. Or you even get the silent treatment, and you must understand what God's silence means per time. Because he knows that you are not ready. He knows it's not something you should be getting into at that time. I mean, there is a whole lot. I can keep talking and talking on this, but please say a prayer for teenagers. God will help our teenagers in Jesus' name. Amen. So there's a lot to do, like I said, in the period of singleness. Build your relationship with God. Make yourself someone of value. Get mature. So many things to do. And another thing, some people are really anxious about marriage, and what I want to say to those people is, do you really trust that God has good plans for you? If the answer to that question is yes, then cast all your cares upon him and move. I mean, okay, when I took the session on anxiety, not on the podcast, but when I took it somewhere, I said that in casting your cares upon God, you wait for instruction. So there is, you can get cut when you cast your cares, you can get, do not bother about it, live your life. You can get, do this, do that. So just cast your cares upon God and wait for instructions from him. So at the beginning of this episode, I said I had two questions, right? The second one was, and I say was for a reason, the second one was, what should a guy do before shooting his shot? I believe I have already answered that, you know, the part of maturity. When I talked about how it takes the role of Christ in marriage, there are really serious stuff to think about. So if you know, oh man, okay, I don't believe we can do any of this humanly, so you will be asking for God's help. Oh God, please help me to love like you. Help me to I know I'm a young guy that is going to get married. Help me by the time I get married, by the time I get into a relationship that is going to lead into marriage. Help me to love like Christ. Help me not to dishonor the place of Christ in my marriage. Yeah, I think, I don't know if that makes sense. Yes. So I want to add something again. I said we shouldn't, the title is Shooting Shots, so I want to emphasize on S, shots, that S at the end. I do not believe God will lead you to be in a relationship with multiple people at the same time. That is your flesh. If you are getting that is your flesh leading you. It is not God. Because God is a wise God, is a good God, is a God that has plans for us, good plans for us. He's going to lead you to a particular person. Now, another addition. I talked about allowing God to lead you. So, when it comes to marriage, I still told someone this earlier, and I heard this somewhere actually. It is better that in your single period, you learn how God speaks to you. There are people that say, oh, God does not speak to me. Like, I know everybody wants to hear that voice. The voice is very sweet. that level is like really cool. But God speaks to us in so many ways. He speaks to us through godly counsel. He speaks to us through the Bible. He speaks to us in the place of prayer. So God speaks to us in so many places. And then if you are not hearing God, that's a whole different issue. It might be because of sin. It might be that you are not listening. It might be that you are just complaining and not listening. So yeah, it could be. But you should, in your period of singleness, you should learn how God speaks to you, so that time of marriage, it would not be difficult to hear God say, this is the one. It will not be difficult to hear God say yes, say yes. It will not be difficult for you to hear say no. So in your single period, develop yourself spiritually, amongst other things. Develop yourself spiritually, know the way God talks to you, and yeah, you would figure it out. I want to add a final question. What about those people, especially very spiritual people, that say God said, and then they end up not getting married to the person? And people make jokes like, this brother will say God said for 5 different ladies. Is God really saying? Let me tell you the thing. I believe God can speak and humans can decide not to acknowledge him. So God can tell you that this is the lady for you, and then you go to the lady and then the lady says, no, I do not want you, without even going to God to check. And I think you should take that as a win. Yeah, when the person just throws you off and does not even say stuff like, I will pray about it, or I'll get back to you. And what the person is doing before getting back is actually talking to God about it. I do not think as a guy you want that person as a wife, because you want a godly wife. So or even when you get into a relationship with the person, there could be some problems and then you'll be confused, but like God said, and then the relationship will crash. This one, it will crash beyond repair, and you'll be like, but God said. I think Lawrence Oyo, I was watching a video he did with Bami Lewis. He was giving an example. He was in a relationship with God before he got married to Dara Simi, Mike Bami Lewis. Okay, she's no longer my Bamiloe, but it was in a relationship before, and people will look at it like, I'm a man of God, so you two are mingling and tingling, or you are doing trial and error. No, but he said he actually heard God leading him there. But this is the thing, he had a testimony from that relationship. He said there were things that when he got into the relationship that he had not learned. So this is why I said human error. God speaks, but humans will just fail to do something on their own part, and then it crumbles, and then it looks as if God is a liar. But God cannot be a liar. So he said that he was not ready for some things, or he was not experienced in some areas. He was not mature in some particular things. I think maybe something like emotionally and stuff. So issues came up, and yeah, when you're supposed to, like I said, you're supposed to develop yourself before all this, before that time. Of course, marriage is a big deal, and also while developing yourself and preparing yourself for marriage, ask for the help of God. Oh God, financially, I want you to help me to be financially stable, you know, provide a job and stuff. I want you to help me with my emotions. I want you to help me in this area. I want you to help me spiritually. So in all those areas where you know you need to get matured, involve God through the whole process. Yeah, because God does not do trial and error relationships. And then this is, I think this is the issue of soulmates. There was a question on Christian Twitter one time about this. So I think this is the takeaway from that. I don't think they are like soulmates. Like, if you do not get married to this person, your life has destroyed your destiny. You have missed your destiny. No. I was telling someone something. I said I can fall in love with any child of God, right? But that does not mean I will get into a relationship with any child of God. When God, what I mean is, when God says this is the one, oh, I fall in love. with the help of God, because you know, it, like I said at the beginning, it is submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. You're married to the glory of God, honoring Christ. You are loving your wife because you love God as a service to God. So yes, even if it would not come and you know, even if the person is not your spec, you know, God can give you your spec. Very is more than capable. But let's say the person is not your spec. You cry to God, and see, God's love in you would just make you love that person, and you would be so surprised and be like, oh my, I love this person so much. How did I not love this person at first? Yeah, so the issue of soulmates. So this is what, so it's not like there is one constant person. Of course, God will prepare some people for you, and like I said, when human error gets in the way, it does not mean God cannot prepare another person for you. But I'm not, and so this is, I think maybe we should understand the multiple God said, especially when you look at the person and be like, but this guy, it cannot actually be lying, but how come God is saying many times? And sometimes also it could be your flesh that is telling you, and you think it is, and you just want it to be God speaking. That's why I was discussing with my friend, shout out Kemi Lawal, one time during the lockdown. And we talked about, as she talked from the side of a lady, you know how everybody has like the checklist and everything. Oh, it must be this, it must be that, it must be that. She said that when we ladies or even guys go to God with this list on their mind, their desires start to I don't think I'm saying exactly what she said, but this is the point. Your desire might start to feel like God's answer. So when you see somebody who is like that, you would think that is God's answer. You would think that's the person God is leading to you. So she said you should go to God empty. Of course, yeah, you're, because I'm a human being, I have desires. I mean, myself, I get spec. but when you are going to God, you go to God with empty, because why? You really trust that, man, this guy knows what he's doing, this God knows what he's doing, like he's really good at his job, which is really over us and stuff, and being a loving father and being the almighty. So you know that he's really good at what he does. So go to him empty, and if you have to pray that God take out all these desires that I want, because this is one of the reasons why people idolize marriage. Idolatry of marriage is an entirely different topic. But I think this, I will round up with that today. Thank you for listening. I really hope you were blessed. I know I did not just answer that question. I know I talked about Eolo. I think this is my relationship episode. Yeah, because I was saying I was going to do that, but I think this is it. Because I've said a lot. I think I've covered enough ground. So, I pray that God will bless you. I pray that your week is blessed. I pray that when it comes to the issue of marriage, you would not miss it. I pray that when it comes to relationships, that you will not be led by the flesh, that you will be led by God's Spirit. I pray that there would be no human error. I pray that there would be no delay. I pray that all the heights of maturity, that God will help you reach them, because it can be overwhelming. Must I make this money before I get married? But as a guy, you know, you have to think of providing for your family. But like I said, it can be so overwhelming. But I pray that God will, as you trust in, on God, is going to settle everything as you cast your cares upon Him, as you lay it all at His feet and believe that He was going to work it out. I pray that He would work it out in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a blessed week. God bless you. Amen.